Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guest is here to preview tonight's fireside lecture titled From the Other Side of the World, Arctic Turns at the Mendenhall Glacier. Gwen Bayless, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Nice to have you here. President of Audubon? Is that
the board president for Juneau Audubon Society.
Got it. And a wildlife technician at the Forest Service.
That's correct.
Bird watcher.
Yes, mostly that.
All right. The Arctic Turn. So I guess I should mention tonight the fireside lecture is at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. There's two of them. They'll be identical, right, Gwen?
Yeah.
6:30 and 8, and they're free?
That's correct.
All right. The Arctic Turn. How did you get attracted to studying that bird?
Well, they're really beautiful birds, first and foremost, and I became interested in learning a little bit more about them locally because we do have these nests really close to the visitor center, and they're also an interesting species because they do migrate so very far.
Could you sort of describe one for our listeners if they've never seen one, what they look like physically?
Yeah, well, they're in the same family as gulls, but they're much smaller than most gulls. They have very pointy wings and a forked tail. They call them sea swallows because of that. They move very quickly, very gracefully. Their flight's also very buoyant. And the Arctic tern is in its summer plumage up here. It's going to be mostly lightish gray, and they have a red bill and red feet, which is very striking, kind of a black cap on their head.
And do they nest sort of out by the glacier itself occasionally?
Yeah. So the last few years we've had both nesting right in front of Photo Point, which is right by the Visitor Center building,
wow,
really close, and other birds nesting out towards the glacier face.
Interesting. And that's got to keep hikers away from those areas, it seems like it, right?
Yeah, and we do have signs out there during the nesting season to alert people.
Okay, so they're hanging out at the Mendenhall Glacier in the summer. Where have they come from to get here?
So our terns right now are probably still down on the pack ice in Antarctica,
wow,
hanging out down there.
That's – how many miles would you guesstimate that is?
it's over 10,000. I actually did a look at what our birds would have to do on what we think is the migration route down,
wow,
which would be going birds from Prince William Sound were found to sort of head down the Pacific coast, stop for a while around the California Current, and then do another stop off the northern part of South America, the Humboldt Current area, then cross down in southern Chile or Argentina, and then go over to the Patagonian Shelf and then on down to the Weddell Sea and Antarctica.
Wow. All this without Google Maps or anything, right?
Right.
when do you think they're going to start heading back our way?
So according to bird watchers' observations, which is really all that we have because the tagging studies, the batteries didn't make it for their spring migration, so we don't have that information yet.
Okay.
But it appears that a lot of the migration's happening in April. That's when things really start to move.
Got it. So tonight, Arctic from the other side of the world, Arctic turns at the Mendenhall Glacier. What can people expect?
Well, if you've been to a fireside lecture, it's going to be similar to that. You can expect a really beautiful evening out there, actually, for the early show people. I think the sunset's going to be quite nice and be hopefully interesting to bird watchers and to the general public.
And what is the most interesting thing about the tern to you?
I think the migration, like we talked about, is probably the most fascinating aspect of their biology. But just watching them here is quite interesting to see what they might be eating and how they select their nests.
Have you gotten to see much of that, what they eat out there at the glacier?
A little bit. We do have some observations of feedings and other bird watchers have taken pictures. The adults eat small fish less than 6 inches long, and then they feed their young even smaller fish. Sometimes little salmon fry are on the menu, and also aquatic insects such as dragonflies and mayflies and things like that.
All right. We've been speaking with Gwen Bayless. She's presenting the fireside lecture tonight at 6:30. And at 8 at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center, the Fireside Lecture Series is free to go out and see. And as Gwen mentioned, the 6:30 show in particular might have some neat colors out on the mountains.
Huh? I think so, yes.
It's been nice speaking with you. Gwen, is there anything we're missing? Anything you'd like to add?
No. I hope to have a good turnout this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Bird Note. Gordon Hempton has spent his life capturing